The Nigeria Broadcasting Code has been amended six times since 1993, and the current amendment is actually needful, save for some extraneous extent to which the code has gone, particularly when it comes to content exclusivity, which obviously is also against the Copyright Act. Very importantly, the NBC code for the first time attempted to tame online broadcasting, and for us, online media cannot be regulated by a national law. Consider the fact that the broadcasting regulator do not provide or issue broadcasting license or frequency, and therefore cannot be said to be the regulator of online media.
What do you say to those who are of the opinion that the new measures or the new code undermines the constitutional provision which guarantees freedom of speech?
I agree with you that the new NBC codes undermine the freedom of speech online. Don't forget, like I said, the right to freedom of expression applies regardless of frontiers. The withdrawal of a rebroadcasting right in relation to a broadcaster program, or the withdrawal of his license, or a fine of 5 million naira because the interview conducted was against some legitimate concerns. The right can be said to have been infringed, except if the court of law has stated so. So imposition of fine without the court of law pronouncing so is an infringement on the right of freedom of expression online. Again, Peter, don't forget, persons have a right to audience offline and even on site. And if you have any remark or point against such position, you have a right to go to court on civil defamation case. The NBC code seems to use administrative measures to stem a right of expression, which to us is unconstitutional. The right to freedom of expression as guaranteed the Constitution is a fundamental right. And anybody who feels that right has been violated has an option for ascertainment of his right and ask for damages. So the NBC code itself is even the secondary legislation to the NBC Act. The NBC Act that created it cannot even challenge the Constitution. The Constitution remains supreme, and any provision of the law which violates the Constitution is deemed to be null and void by Section 1, Sub 3 of the Constitution.
The NBC is of the view that the airwaves, or for that matter, people cannot use the media to throw insult about or denigrate people's reputation, and that it undermines Nigeria's societal norms, and that leaders should be respected, among other things. What is your response to that?
It should not just leaders, everyone has the right to be respected. But don't forget, once you get into the political space, for any reason whatsoever, the citizens also have the right to comment on your action, inaction, even up to your privacy. Your privacy limitation is higher than that of a private individual. So any leader who feels that his integrity has been impugned has a right to challenge him under a civil defamation litigation process. And the unnecessary administrative measures by the NBC to paddle the executive elites is unconstitutional, it's unreasonable, it's illegal, and as I've stated before, we are working on a process to challenge the constitutionality of such provisions and ask the court to strike it down. States have a positive obligation to promote a free, independent, and diverse communication environment, including media diversity, which is also a key means of addressing propaganda. I would think that Nigeria as a country must establish a clear regulatory framework for broadcasters, which is overseen by a body which is protected against political and commercial inferences or pressure, and which promotes a free, independent, and diverse broadcasting sector.
Are you therefore saying that your organization is going to go to court to legally challenge the NBC code as recently established?
Very well, Peter. We are going to challenge the NBC code as passed. We are going to FYK Council, registered as Initiative for Rural Development Information and Legal Advocacy Center, Irudila, we challenge that provisions. And in the past, we have done so many medial diversity litigations to our credit, and we are proud that we have a team of lawyers who are already looking at the code and seeing a way to cut it down so that there can be more media diversity and independent communication environment.